A 24-hour slowdown day on our roads is underway this morning. To tell us more, we're joined by Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys from the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau. So what's happening, Chief Superintendent?
Today is our national slowdown day, and it coincides with the first full week that both primary and secondary schools are back in the classroom. So this is an ideal time to remind people and to highlight the opportunity, to highlight the importance of not only driving within the speed limits, but driving appropriately, both for the weather and road conditions and within your own ability.
Yeah, but it's very wet this morning, so that's extra care needs to be taken.
Absolutely. We're getting into the darker mornings, into the darker evenings. It's really important that people do take the extra care, that we all look out for each other. There's been changes in the types of cars that we drive. Cars are more quieter. A lot of electric cars, you can't actually hear them. So drivers need to be aware that sometimes pedestrians and cyclists don't hear them coming, and then quite often cyclists and pedestrians will be wearing earphones or headphones. So we'd like to ask everybody who's out there today, we all know that there's an increased volume of traffic on the road. We can see that with everybody back to school. So we'd like to ask parents who are very stressed at this time of the year, trying to get back into a routine, that when you're dropping off your kids, please don't park in cycle lanes. Don't park on the footpaths or on the double yellow lines or the hatched areas, even for a short period. Mm. And this is for the safety of those pedestrians and cyclists who are sharing that space with you. So simply what I'm asking is, you know, just don't put someone else in danger or increase their risk simply for your own convenience of dropping your child off quickly.
And I wonder, do more streets in towns and cities need to be 30 kilometres rather than 50, which many are still?
Yes, absolutely. Where we have 30 kilometre per hour limits, many people don't realise the reasons for that introduction. And it's quite simply, again, to reduce the risk, because there's increased use by our more vulnerable road users, such as pedestrians and cyclists. In an ideal world, it should all be segregated. There should be a pedestrian area and there should be cycle lanes. But as we know, in our urban areas, there's simply just not the space to be able to do that. So in order to keep our vulnerable road users safe, that is why the speed limit is reduced. And I know some drivers feel that that is very slow, but you must be aware that it's there for a reason. It's there for everybody's safety. And it's very, very important that they do actually adhere to that.
Well, it's the difference of impact, isn't it, between both speeds, if you're hit at 50 kilometres an hour versus being hit at 30 kilometres?
Absolutely. If you're hit at 50 kilometres per hour, you only have a 50% chance of survival. And when we talk about survival, we're talking about perhaps living with a permanent disability, a brain injury, paralysis. When that is reduced to 30 kilometres per hour, your chances of survival are much greater. And it's even more important in the increased speed. Everybody thinks that it's okay just to speed just a little, and it's really not. Because when you increase your speed up to 60 kilometres per hour and you hit somebody, they have only a 10% chance of survival. It's very unlikely that anyone will survive a collision at that speed, and that's very sad.
And remembering that these limits are limits, they're not targets. Thank you very much indeed, Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys from the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau, on the 24-hour slowdown day.